Turning the clock back on August 27, the day in 1912, when Tarzan, King of the Apes, made his first appearance in a magazine serial. The first book came out 2 years later, and then there were the movies. The legendary Tarzan call of Johnny Weissmuller. Now, it was on this day in 1964 that Mary Poppins, starring Julie Andrews and Dick Van Dyke, premiered. That famous meeting between the Beatles and Elvis took place at the King's House in Beverly Hills in 1965.
The Beatles are walking in the house, and it's like introducing royalty to royalty. The Beatles, being very, very shy people, were sitting there and nobody said anything.
The Beatles did have plenty to say, though, 2 years later, in tribute to their manager Brian Epstein, who died aged 32 in 1967 on this day.
Not to get overwhelmed by grief, whatever thoughts we have of Brian, to keep them happy, because any thoughts we have of him will travel to him wherever he is.
Not quite finished with the Beatles yet, Ringo Starr's wife, actress Barbara Bach, tops the birthday list. She's 74. Barbara was the Russian spy in the Bond classic, The Spy Who Loved Me.
When this mission is over, I will kill you.
Actor Paul Rubens, best known for playing Pee-wee Herman, turns 69.
Morning, Pee-wee!
Morning, Mr. Breakfast!
Toddy Goldsmith is 59. She starred in The Young Doctors and Prisoner before forming the group The Shantuzies with a stack of her showbiz buddies. Former Socceroos coach Ange Postecoglou is 56.
Trying to stick to the criteria as much as possible of not ignoring form and fitness and also having an eye to future.
And Ange kicks off a long list of sporting birthdays, including golfers Bernhard Langer and Jordan Spieth, Formula One driver Gerhard Berger, Spanish tennis player Carlos Moya, former Australian test bowler Andy Bickle, and nine-time Grand Prix winner Aussie Mark Webber is 45.
Mark Webber, you have won the Monaco Grand Prix.
Unbelievable, guys.
So many sports birthdays today, but when you're talking sporting legends, can't go past the man who was born on this day in 1908, Sir Donald Bradman. Died aged 92 in 2001.
World's record score that I made, that 452, was made in a little over 400 minutes. Now, there are lots and lots and lots of people who batted for longer than that.
Remembering Sir Don on August 27.